is so deep and evil that most people are blinded by it. Prophet Muhammad said that the worst person on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the worst person on the Day of Judgment, is a two-faced person. A person who has two faces. They show one face to some people and another face to another people at a different time. America is a classical example of a government that has two faces. This, what I'm about to tell to you, brothers and sisters, is my opinion based on much facts and information. America, perhaps, is the most wicked government on the face of the planet Earth. Believe me, Satan, we all know him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us know in Quran that Satan, the devil, is an open enemy. Do you know, brothers and sisters, there's no hope for him. He's going to hellfire for sure. No way out. And according to Quran, he's going to bring many people with him. Unfortunately, some Muslims will follow the steps of Satan and will go to hell. But do you know, if Satan would come here today to speak to you, he would speak some truth, though he's a liar. America, government, speaks some truth, though by nature, this system, their life. I know what I'm about to say is going to offend some of you. Believe me, wallahi, I said wallahi, President George Bush is a liar. Wallahi azim. Imam, such disrespect of a head of a nation. Such disrespect of a head of a nation. Brothers and sisters, for the next few moments, I intend to take the covers off these lions and warn you of another enemy that we have that most of you are not aware of. And it is the so-called media. Media. Big enemy. But you see, the media, electronic media, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox Channel, all these channels, and the written media, New York Times, The Post, The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, whatever it is, they paint themselves as so neutral, unbiased. All we want is to speak the truth. We have to find the truth. And let's test the truth. We're all about truth. They're liars. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, let me pull your coat. Media is a business. It's a business. Like any other business. When you turn the 5 o'clock news on Channel 4, you're looking at a business, man. They're trying to sell a product. Channel 7, Channel 2, they're competing. I want to get them. How do they make their money? How do they make their money? Sponsors. What sponsors? What kind of control do the sponsors have? TVs get billions of dollars from sponsors. Do you think, brothers and sisters, they get all this money in their pocket and they have nothing to say? Will they say anything about those people? Will they bite the hand that feed them?
I'm going to drop a bomb on you. You ready for a bomb now?
So you have to ask yourself a question. In these days, whenever I pick up a book, I want to know, man, who's the author. I don't care about the title. I want to know who's the awesome man. Who is the author? What's his background? We'll see a movie. Oh, let's go to the movie. Who's the producer? Let's buy the newspaper. Who's the publisher? Who is the publisher, man? Ain't no invisible people. There's real people behind the publishers and the writers and the authors. And all of these people are people who have prejudice, who have ideas, who are paid by people who have special interests. And so the unsuspecting American people pick up the Wall Street Journal. And for them, it's like reading Quran. Everything that's said. Peter Jennings said it must be right. No. Most likely it's wrong. Let me just drop this bomb and just leave it for you to contemplate. In D.C. Everybody watching in D.C. Who owns NBC? You know who owns it? Isn't it just there? Isn't it just there? No, it's owned by somebody. Can I tell you who owns it? And guess what? You can check me out. General Electric. So what? So what? So what? You know what General Electric is? One of the biggest producers of armaments. Weapons in this country. So what, Imam? What's the connection? I'll tell you the connection. Oh, we so upset. Look what the people are doing in Los Angeles. Today, people lost their lives. Isn't it a shame? Over 200,000 people lost their lives in Iraq. Didn't that change? Well, but 2,383 people, they got wounded, they hurt themselves. 300,000 Muslims in Iraq laying in the hospital. Some of them no arms, no legs. But the savages, 3,767 buildings they put on fire, them savages there. What about the savages of America? Great Britain and France, as 28 nations bullied the little nation and had 109,876 sorties, flying missions, dropping 89,000 tons of bombs. They destroyed property in Los Angeles, $700 million to $1 billion property, untold billions of dollars, tens of dollars destroyed in Iraq. Innocent babies died, murdered, destroyed. Where's the outcry? Why? You can get all the film and the footage of all the carnage in Los Angeles, but you can show me no footage of any damage in Iraq. And all you show me is some surgical strike. Now, 1 year later, it comes out that these so-called surgical strikes were missing, and they were missing their targets, and they were human targets destroyed in Iraq. And how did the media portray it? Oh, these are surgical strikes hitting only military targets. And by the way, these bombs are helping us to save lives. But whose lives? You certainly didn't mean the people of Iraq. And you know what? The United States government, brothers and sisters, had bombs and weapons of terrorism. But they don't call it terrorism. They drop a bomb, and this bomb literally sucks the air out of your lungs, sucks the blood out of your lungs, and you suffer. These evil people came. Saddam Hussein tried. He tried to surrender. And your president said, oh, this is a big hoax. I'm ready to surrender. This is a big hoax. Then soldiers by the thousands They call a road in Iraq, they call it Death Road. You know why? Because these soldiers were running to spare their lives, to save their lives. They were running, they were giving up, and the American bombs came and destroyed them and dropped bombs on them while they were running away, throwing their weapons down. They ran over them, and they took bulldozers and put hand over the soldiers and buried them alive.
Brothers and sisters,
you don't even know how. You know why? You know why you didn't see that on the television? You didn't read about it in the newspaper? Because these people are down with the system, owned by corporate giants. They know who feeds them. They don't stand up for justice because they don't care about you. They don't care about any people of color. They're concerned only about themselves. And believe me, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. One day Allah is going to expose them. You're going to see them as they are. You see, when they come with their suit and tie on, when your president comes and stands before us, looking so dignified, Allah already exposed him to us. It is lying self. These have the newspapers talk about the drugs and these drug dealers. Bush is one of the biggest drug dealers on this earth. But brothers and sisters, you don't know how they play the game. I was in a city, brother came to me, Brother Imam Siraj, we have to invite you to Australia. Australia, yes. Many Muslims in Australia. Imam Siraj, you know how many people came together in Sydney, Australia for the Eid? How many Muslims? How many, brother? We got a space so big, so many blocks. And the newspaper in Sydney reported that there were over 200,000 Muslims in one location for the Eid this year. How many of you heard about it? Nobody. So now that says 200,000 people. He said he estimated 250,000, but the newspaper said 200,000. And if the newspaper said 200,000, you know what it was. I said, man, let me do some research in Australia. And I got some books, man, started reading about Australia. And said, the European race came over there about the time of Columbus, 1492. And they said there were aboriginal people there. They said, these people have been there, they said, for 40,000 years. And when they first came, they had 400,000 of them. In a few years, 100,000 of these black aborigines. What happened to them? And so they said when the European came over there, they said the only thing we saw was some black savages. And isn't it interesting that wherever these people go, they program extermination. Where the Indians at? They discover land that's already inhabited by people who happen to be red. We are the Indians, man. Go to Africa. Now Africans are trying to fight for their land. And you waiting for justice for Mr. De Klerk. You think he's going to give you justice? Ask the Palestinians about their justice. There in Palestine. Where's the indigenous population in Palestine? Where are they? Where are the Arabs? Why can't they get freedom? Why can't the black man in South Africa get freedom? So these people came in India. They came in Africa. All over. And brothers and sisters, a systematic destruction. Well, why do I say that? I say that, brothers and sisters, because it is my honest belief that Muslims must study history. We have to study history, and we have to study geography. Geography. When you understand geography, you understand history. You put it together. So, there's oil over there. Let's go control that. There's gold there. Let's control that. There's natural resources there. Let's go control that. But that's not my topic. In my conclusion, brothers and sisters, I conclude with this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina bil qist. you a da'ali left. Oh, you believe, stand up for justice as witnesses for Allah. Now, some of you here might legitimately hate some people. Now, brothers and sisters, I will never, never tell people, don't be violent. That's not the Islamic way, by the way, to tell people don't be violent. No. But the violence has to be selective. You know what these people did? Proof of it, what they did, these people in Los Angeles, am I condoning it? No. You don't ask whether it was wrong, but you try to understand it. Let me give you a bit of understanding, my conclusion. You know what it's like, what happened in Los Angeles? It's like somebody saying, listen, I'm tired of you oppressing me. And if you don't stop oppressing me, I'm going to get me a knife and I'm going to cut my throat. That's what they did. They went out of Los Angeles and they cut their throat. Why they cut their throat? They're frustrated. And they have despair. Now, Muslims cannot despair. So therefore, one day, you know what they say, brothers and sisters? You know why Bush sent all those troops, 5,000 troops from Washington? You know why he sent them there? Believe me, not because of necessarily what they were doing there, but what they had the potential to do. Believe me, brothers and sisters, Muslims in America are the most strategic Muslims on the earth. They are. Because while the United States government can drop 109,000 sorties in a land thousands of miles away, they won't do that here. And their worst nightmare is that one day the Muslims wake these people up. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what we can do, we need a spiritual revolution in this country. And I'm saying we don't need to arm the people with 9mm and Uzis. You need to arm them with righteousness first. And once you arm them with righteousness first, then you can arm them. But my mandate here is that we Muslims have to go out there and give the people Islam. Islam is the only answer. Why do I say that? Because it is only Islam, brothers and sisters, that we do it for Allah. And listen to the verse. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all you who believe. Allah didn't say, oh politicians. He didn't say, oh kafirs. That means that they cannot deliver justice. And there's a statement now that the African-American activists say, no justice, no peace. Do you know that's Quranic? That's from the Quran. Because there never, ever, ever will ever be peace unless there's justice. And the only ones who can bring justice are the Muslims. Even. Some of you right now, you hate Jews. You know something? I don't hate every Jew. Some of you hate white people. I don't hate every white person. Some of you hate the government. I don't hate every white person. But yet, my Lord tells me, despite your hatred for people, let not your hatred of a people cause you to be unjust. If you hurt my family, believe me, I'm coming after you. And I'm not going to get nobody. I'm not going to get your wife. I'm not going to get your father. I'm not going to get your daughter. I'm going to get you. And I'm going to get nobody else but you. Believe me. I will spend my life trying to find you and get you. And when I find you, I won't go beyond the boundaries. Inshallah, you know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and let not your hatred of a people cause you to be unjust. And even if we go to war, brothers and sisters, one day we will, believe me. That's why you commanded jihad fi sabilillah. Not just jihad, jihad fi sabilillah. Get out the street, man. You're not ready for no revolution. You're faking it, man. You're jiving, you're talking rhetoric. But the true soldiers for Allah are Muslims. Why? Because everything we do for Allah. And you can come, you can spit in my face. If Allah don't demand for me to fight back, I won't fight. Until Allah demands it. Believe me, when Allah demands us to fight, we're not stopping. Can nobody stop us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what these people need to hear. They need to get out of the street and get in the masjid learn Islam, and then get in the streets. Because these people got guts and courage that a lot of Muslims don't have. And some of these people are ready to stand in front of anybody and fight because they have that spirit in them of fight. Some Muslims have lost the desire to fight, to struggle. Muslims have become soft, and they love the soft life, and they hate death, and they love the dunya. And this is why all over the world, Muslims are getting their butt kicked, except those Muslims who fight back for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in Afghanistan. And so we need to have the spirit here, man, to stand up for Allah for justice. That's why I'm asking every one of you brothers, stand up for justice. Are you ready to stand up for justice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against yourself? I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like what I'm saying. Faraj, you got to get yourself together. Stand up for justice, even if it be against yourself. Mom, Dad, I'm telling you, Mom, Dad, you're wrong. I love you. But I got to stand up for justice. Rich or poor makes no difference. We can't be politicians. Politicians don't seek justice. Bush will never give justice to the Palestinians unless there's something in it for him. And he feels that if he doesn't give us a little bit concession, then he's going to lose his position because these people are prostitutes in the name of government. Who's the highest bidder? You want me? Give me some votes. But not a Muslim. Muslims say, keep your votes, keep your money. I'm here for Allah. I'm shuhada alillah. I'm a witness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I come to establish justice. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أعطانا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تهملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله رب العالمين.